Tavares Jackson has come on for the second time. Big hole at the 30, 35, the 40, 45 midfield at the Auburn 40. Tally at the 30, the 20, tally at the 10, tally, touchdown Arkansas. Oh my, what a great run of 80 yards from Tally. And the Hogs regain the lead with 1:34 left.
Mike's on, joined on the Rumble Revolution Outline by Fred Talley. That's exactly where he is right now on the Rumble Revolution Outline. He will be in North Little Rock tomorrow and Saturday as part of a camp being put on by the Central Arkansas youth football folks. Fred Talley, how are you, sir?
I'm all right. How are you doing today?
Very, very good. Fred Talley, do you realize that you are still one of a lot of people's favorite Razorbacks of all time?
I'm slowly realizing it. More people I see, it's surprising to me that they remember, you know, games like Auburn and LSU.
We were just talking to Sean and Rodney, who are both here, too, to talk about the camp, which you'll be part of tomorrow. And Sean said that the memories of the Auburn game that will live in great memories for most people here in Arkansas, the memory gets bigger. It goes from 241 yards, and in some people's minds, it was like 365 yards in that particular game. Now, what I remember now, just listen to that highlight there of Paul Eales, one of the great calls, that 80-yard run there. You took the handoff from Tavares Jackson, which just goes to show you that if you rush for over 200 yards, with all due respect to Tavares Jackson, but he's your starting quarterback, that's like rushing for 500 yards for a lot of guys, considering the fact that the passing threat wasn't exactly there at that point in your career. So, what do you remember that game? I mean, is that a game that stands out? I mean, there are other games that jump out, or is that a game that will always stand out for you?
Well, that's my favorite because I was a senior, and it was my first start. And, you know, my sophomore year, I got my first start against Auburn also, but we ended up losing that game. Mm-hmm. It was like in a zone, you know, everybody else was slow motion. The holes were wide open all day. Mm-hmm. And all we really did was run right behind Jason Peters and Sean Andrews. Which is always a good thing.
Yeah, it's hard to go wrong there. But, you know, a lot of it you earned on your own. And one of the things that always stood out was you were a guy who was relatively undersized, at least from a height standpoint. Not so much as much from a weight standpoint. I mean, you were a pretty, you know, a thick guy, but not real tall. But the fact that you would move piles and it seemed like you'd have three or four guys on you and you'd still be able to gain that last two or three yards that you needed to pick up a first down or a score or whatever it was. Where did that come from? I mean, was that a lot of lifting or was that kind of a natural thing for you?
Just natural mostly. Just determination. I was always taught, you know, never stop moving your feet until, you know, the whistle blows, basically. Because anything can happen, you know, some of your teammates come push you. They see you fighting, and they'll come fight, you know.
Yeah. So where are you now? Talking about, that's what we call this segment. And where are you now? What are you up to these days in addition to doing camps like you're going to be part of tomorrow?
Okay. Well, I'm back in Fayetteville right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I've been mostly doing basketball. I've been personal training and working camps, basketball mm-hmm. camps mostly, though.
Yeah. How often do people come up to you and talk to you about your days when you played? Do you get that every day?
Just about every day, you know, at some point. The most question is, like, why I'm not in the NFL. I'm like, well, it's not because I didn't want to be, you know.
Right. Did you say you work in basketball camps?
Yeah, I've been doing basketball camps. I officiate basketball.
Okay, so is that something you did? Did you play in high school? Is that just
I played in high school. I just didn't. I realized I couldn't shoot as good as I thought once I got to college.
What if you didn't end up going to Arkansas to play football, and you could have went somewhere to play basketball? Were you getting recruited? Did you get any scholarships?
Oh no, I was recruited in track. Other than that.
Okay, so if you could have played basketball anywhere other than Arkansas, what would it be?
probably, I'd say A&M.
Really?
Yeah. Just at the time, because I had verbally committed to A&M my junior year.
Okay. Well, we're happy you wised up and came to Arkansas. We needed you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm happy myself.
And it's, Tally, that's one of the things, like I was telling you yesterday, I don't think you get enough credit in the community for everything that you actually do with kids, you know, football, basketball, the time that you devote to the kids, what you've done on and off the field, it's to be commended. And I know we appreciate it and we respect you for it. And, again, we appreciate you coming down and helping us out with the camp and just appreciate everything that you do for the kids and the community in general.
Hey, thank you. And it's no problem because that was the biggest thing for me growing up, you know, as far as Little League and junior high. Those things stay with you, you know. I was taught how to take a handoff in fourth grade, and you'd be surprised at how many guys in college still, you know, have to look at the quarterback to get a handoff. So
Yeah. That's
just type of attention to detail that you pay attention to.
And those crucial fundamentals that you have to learn.
Yeah.
Fred, one thing we try to do when we get some guys on our Where Are You Now segment is look back in the old media guide. I got one here from 2002. And under the inside information, they, you know, they ask you a couple questions and see what kind of the answers you give. And I'm reading here, your uncle played basketball at Montana State, so there you go. There's a basketball connection.
Well, Montana State, very well respected.
Are you kidding me?
A lot of great ball players came out of Montana.
Do you remember the run that they had back in, like, was that 63?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Okay, Ray, let's see how good your memory is.
Yeah, and just as a heads up, Fred, he's done this to a few other guys, and they have no idea what they put down, so I'll be impressed if you remember any of them.
Okay.
It says, if I could play in any other college football stadium other than Razorback Stadium, I would choose what?
Ooh.
Come on, you said it in 2002.
Michigan?
No.
Tennessee,
good. Okay, not too bad.
You already did.
I just didn't want to go with
Turner did a couple days ago.
Okay, ready? Away from football, I enjoy what?
Rapping, working out.
Rapping. Very good.
You still doing music?
Yes. That's one thing I'm promoting right now. I'm about to get ready to release something, hopefully, before the end of the year.
That's very surprising, but I want to help. If we can help promote that at all, we'd love to do that. But, you know, that's another thing that stood out about you is not only your strength, but also the fact that you were a very quiet guy, or at least it seemed that way. You were never a very outspoken person, and I think a lot of people really dig that. I mean, guys that seem like they go 100% on every play and don't have a lot to say, you know, I think that a lot of fans get with that. I mean, so it's a little surprising that you do music on the side because you seem like a guy that was fairly quiet.
Well, I mean, I was kind of quiet, but I talked a lot of noise. You wouldn't know it unless you was out there on the field, you know, the other guys.
That's good.
And I tried to keep the offensive line fired up.
That's good.
Okay, here's another question for you. This is what the question was. If I could have dinner with anyone living or dead, I would choose who?
My grandma.
Your grandma. You got it.
Wow, this is impressive.
Okay. You'll never get this one. You'll never get this one. My favorite saying or expression is what?
Off the chain.
No.
Not off the chain?
No.
Not no two it wasn't, apparently.
No.
Okay. Already.
Nope.
Yeah, check the murder law.
No.
I can't get it.
What is it?
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
That's right.
Let me see if there's any more real here. You may not. Well, my teammate that will be the biggest surprise this season.
In no, 0-2?
No way you get this one.
God.
In 0-2.
No way you get this. I'm surprised it wasn't some kind of offensive lineman or something. Maybe it was.
Yeah, I need help.
Pat Wynn.
Oh, okay.
Why did you? You said Pat Wynn because he's decided to do whatever it takes to get on the field.
Who was Pat Wynn? Was he an inspiration?
Did he ever get on the field?
No.
What?
I can't believe. I mean, I know why I said it because, like, you know, I saw him in the off season and the, you know, at the end of the year before coming into the year. But
well, the funny thing is, he didn't even make the media guide.
Yeah, I was about to say, he ended up, I don't know what happened.
Now, were you guys on campus together at all for a year, right?
Yeah, we was on campus together, and he was, I mean, I know he got hurt, and I don't know if, I think he separated his shoulder or something, and, you know, some players don't take, you know.
No, I'm sorry, Fred, I was talking about you and Pat. Were you and Pat in school together at all?
Pat Bradley.
Pat Bradley.
Oh, okay.
You got there in 99.
What year did you... my senior year.
Yeah, that's right. What year did you get your freshman year was?
My freshman year was 99, so he had, I think he had already left.
So what was the legacy of Pat Bradley when you got on campus?
Buddy.
Three.
That's it.
Three.
I love how...
Hey, he's shooting threes from the classroom when I got there.
That's for sure.
It's the only thing I was doing in the classroom. Wouldn't do much work.
Let's bring Sean and Rodney in here, too, and I appreciate you guys coming up today, too, and Fred, certainly appreciate you coming on with us today. But let's talk about the camp. I mean, this is the cool thing about this is because I ask you guys, are you doing, like, one age group one day and one age group the other day? It's all the kids, 4 hours, 2 days in a row for $35. You're talking about a great value here. So.
Absolutely. We're going to have the kids running all together. We're going to break them down into separate groups by age. They're going to run through four basic stations, working on blocking, tackling skills, read and react skills, vital skills, you know, and our basis for this is, you know, we want to strive for all the athletes to, you know, get out there and get in a fun, fast-paced environment where they can get a lot of repetitions in and minimal idle time, you know, and that's the key to keeping the kids motivated and, you know, being able to reach them and teach them and do what we need to do with them, maximize the positive feedback, and like I said, just generally encourage a passion for the game of football and teach the basic fundamentals to them.
That's very true. And another big aspect to this was, you know, my sons asked me if they could go to a football camp. And the only problem that I had with the football camps, at the time I was a single parent raising four kids, it was $150 to $375, you know, per child. Now, we all know how our economy is at this very point in time, and that's not something that's truly affordable. Our biggest thing is who could we get to come down here and help us so that we can give everyone an opportunity to meet with some of these, you know, great guys who've honestly, you know, gone out there, they've done it. You know, they're there. They have a lot of feedback that they can give back to the very same community that they came from. And even those that aren't from this community, you know, the object is to give back to these kids. These kids are our future. So let's give them something. Where all we have to, all only thing we're concerned with is covering our cost. If we can cover our cost, it's great. Absolutely. We don't need $150, $375 to host a camp, you know, and put mom and dad further behind in their bills because they're striving to give their kids. We can give them, you know, everything that they need for a very minimal amount of money.
Rodney, what do you guys want to pass along to the kids over the 8 hours they're there over the 2 days? What kinds of things have you guys been going through?
Well, what I'd like to pass on most importantly is safety. You get a lot of kids, and I've watched quite a few teams. These kids come out here, and, you know, you can have a play down pack. There's a lot that goes in as far as that play is concerned. Fred said it best. You know, he was taught in fourth grade how to take a handoff. Well, if you can teach that child how to take a handoff, one, he's less discouraged. If he turns around and that ball gets fumbled and the other team recovers, that kid doesn't want to play anymore, you know, and then his teammates, you know, tend to want to rag on him. So if we can teach him safety, how to correctly tackle, how to correctly take a handoff, how to, vital skills, read and react. Okay, I see this guy coming. But most importantly, as I tell everyone in our organization, the Wolves, you have to be a gentleman first. You know, you tackle that guy, you put a good hit on him, put your hand down there and help him up. You know, so we want to teach them life skills as well as football skills, but, you know, our biggest thing is let's teach it correctly.
Right.
Absolutely.
What about for you, Fred? When you get a kid in front of you who's, you know, kind of new to football or hadn't been around it much, what are some of the things you want to get across?
Well, he said safety, and that was going to be mine, but I'd say fun, you know, because you don't want to take the fun out of it. Like he said, if a guy fumbles, you know, because I know I had a fumble one time, and I felt like, if I fumbled, I wouldn't get to play anymore. So that was added pressure. And you can't really have fun and relax. So if they, you know, if kid messes up, drops a pass or something, I want them to, you know, have that same excitement, picking up the ball, bringing it back, knowing he's going to get to go again.
Right.
You know, as long as you're giving it your best, that's all you can ask for.
Amen.
Well, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
I had a lot of coaches that yelled at me a lot. That's why I didn't play in college, not just because I was, like, slow and small and not very good. So other than that Auburn game, Fred, is there a game that you think about more often than not, or people bring up to you more often than other games?
The LSU game.
Which year?
The 0-2.
Okay.
Come back, Miracle on Markham.
Oh, yeah.
On Markham.
That was a pretty good game. That was a pretty good game. Yeah. So what about bowl experience-wise? What was your favorite bowl experience?
My favorite bowl? I'm going to say this. It was the Cotton Bowl, just because I got to go back to Texas.
Yeah. Were you recruited by the Texas schools other than A&M? Did Texas recruit you or Tech? Or,
yeah. They recruited me. Actually, time for my visit, it just seemed too far along down the line, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Recruiting was kind of hectic. You know, I was being pressured a lot.
Yeah. So you're up in Fayetteville, and I know Tony Boo is going to be at the camp, too. You running to him much? Are you doing anything with him at all?
Every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Or you try to stay away from him because he's insane?
No, it's just, you know, driving back and forth from Fayetteville to Rogers, basically Bentonville. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about Bua. What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with Bua?
Bua's a madman.
Bua is a madman. He has not changed a bit, though. When I used to interview him when he was playing, whether it was like before a game, right after a game, I mean, he's just, you could tell there's just something not quite right. There are a few wires that just never got quite connected with him, and that was a good thing. That probably helped him a lot. But he's a nut, but he's fun to be around.
And the kids love to be around him too.
I mean, you know, he's the type of guy that would come full speed and blast you with everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seemed like he was 300 pounds by the time he hit you. You know.
Yeah. Well, there's probably a lot of people that would say that about you too, though.
Yeah, I try to, you know, speed creates power.
Mm-hmm, that's
you know,
right.
If you're going through the timing, you're going to get hit anyway.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
So you might as well bring some impact.
Well, when you get ready to do the album, if you want to, you know, promote it down here in this part of the state, I'm sure there are a lot of people that would pick it up. So let us know when you get ready to roll it out.
Okay, good deal. Thanks.
All right, Fred. Appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot. Good luck with everything you do, and enjoy your time in Central Arkansas this weekend.
Okay, I will. Appreciate that.
All right, see you, buddy. Thanks,
Fred.
All right, bye.